The fifth stage starts from the second craftsman, Mr. Fallani, to Scuola Grande della Misericordia. It takes between 15 and 20 minutes. When you leave Mr. Fallani, turn right and walk to the very end of the alleyway, so you find yourself on the Fondamenta Santa Caterina. If you look to your left, you will see a small building, which is nowadays part of the high school Marco Foscarini, and that is a previous St. Catherine Church, or Santa Caterina, which was badly damaged by a fire. It was by sheer chance that a very important group of paintings representing her life were not in the building at the moment of the fire, and nowadays well preserved in the Palace of the Patriarch on St. Mark's Square. Keep walking and cross the bridge. The next alleyway coming up, rather wide, is named after the game of badminton. So that is Calle Racchetta. In this part of the town, you could even carry out sports. So it's a racchetta. It's a kind of early tennis racket. And that is what we nowadays call badminton. It was called volano in Italian. Walk along the Calle Racchetta to come to a turn to your right, and you will cross a bridge. If you like to take a picture of the only existing bridge in Venice without any rails, this is the best place to do it. There's only another bridge, Venice, and that is on the Torcello Island, Ponte del Diavolo, the Devil's Bridge. In fact, these were very dangerous bridges to cross on a rainy or on a windy day. Cross the bridge and turn right to cross another bridge right away and find yourself faced with the majestic facade of the Scuola Grande della Misericordia. This is a very impressive building, a huge towering monument built in the 1580s by Jacopo Sansovino. This was a seat of a Scuola Grande della Misericordia, where Scuola Grande in Venetian stands for charity. The members were affluent, powerful, influential families which spent time and money in favor of the poor and of the destitute. This building was left to fall into disrepair at the end of the Republic. It was then turned into a playground for a basketball team called Reia here in Venice. Once more, it fell into disrepair to be restored in recent times and turned into a very important venue for parties, for art exhibitions, which also part of the Biennale of Architecture and of Modern Arts. It can also be rented for private and public functions, if you wish so.